This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone to our first broadcast of the Mishneh Yomis from South Fallsburg at the beautiful Em Shade Estates with the help of Hashem. We are sponsored by the Fisher family, Lila Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbit, Shalom Ben Avram Alevi, Pearl Bas Ruvain, Lila Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lufu Shalem, Ophel Yomosh Ben Chai, Yisar Yaakov Ben Bas Yaleah, for the schuss of Avram Ben Yom Ben Nishma Malk Yehudis, by Yol Klugma and family, Lufu Shalem, for Hinda Bas Chai Yisar, for Chana Bas Shashabina, Rivka Bas Shira Leah, Moshmeh Ben Estefali, Yitzhak Ben Tzim Ben Dusha, and Meir Ben Chai Yisar, and also in loving memory of my Shver, Avigdor Aryeh ben Tzvi Elimelech. So now, this is really, it's really a course in the hardware on a team of oxen. So, Hatmeim Shabagola, the metal parts of an ox, that is tummy, and now it could be susceptible to contamination. Oil shel matkes, the yoke, right? The yoke is what goes, the metal bar that goes on top of their head, right? That holds them, right? The katrav. Now, each one of these is a piece in the mechanics of plowing with oxen. The katriv is a metal bar, just like the yoke went on top of their heads. This was a metal bar that went under their necks. That was the katriv. The knafayim, at the end of the katriv, there was the metal looped like a horn, which the harness was attached to. So our knafayim, the wings, hamakabloys es haritzuos, that they attached the harness to. Va'barzel shetachas savari behema. Now, under the necks, under the necks, we'll see that there was a strap of the harness that went under their necks, and there was a metal that protected them from getting a burn from those straps. So the metal that went under the necks of the animals, hasoimech, each piece, it's the soimech is. Remember, these oxen were attached to a wagon. The ring that the wagon was attached to, that's also mekabel tuma. V'hamachker, so the harness that's tied to the neck of the animals. Now, this is interesting. The harness was not made out of leather. It was made out of metal. Because otherwise, if made leather, it wouldn't be mekabel tuma. V'atam chiyos. There's so many. Remember, we put the yoke on their heads. There were two metal plates that went under the yoke to hold it in place. Part of the things that held it in place. And they sat on the head of the ox under the yoke, and these were called tamchuyas. Ha'inbo, the clapper of the bell that the ox wore, batinora, a hook. This hook was in the wagon to hold the load of the wagon in place. Umasmer mechaberes kula. And a nail that connects the different parts of the wagon. All of these items are metal and are mekabel tuma. Now, which things are not mekabel tuma? Hatoyrim sheba egla. The following parts are tahor, are not mekabel tuma. Ha'oil ha'metzupa. If the yoke is not made out of metal, if it's made out of wood, and it's just covered with metal, so therefore the primary thing is wood, and since it doesn't have an interior, it's not mekabel tuma. Or uknafayim, or the wings, but they're not used to attach the harness to, but rather asuyas lanoi, they're made decoratively. Ushfayforeis hamashmiyos esakel, and if there were like chimes, like wind chimes, that were attached to the animal that made noise only for decorative purposes. Va'ever shibitzatz savori behema, or lead balls that were at the side of the animal, again for decorative purposes. Hasoivev shel galgal. This we had once before in the Masechta. They used to put a metal rim around the wheel so that it shouldn't be damaged. Now that's only, it's not a keli in itself, it's only an ancillary to the keli, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma. Hatasim, if there was sheet metal that hung from the yoke for decoration, or vatzipuyin, or plating that went on the ragon for decoration, ushar kol ha-masmoris, or other nails that were used for decoration, tahirin. Sandle behema shel matkes, shoes of the animal that was on its hooves made out of metal, tameim. And the reason why they're tame is because they used it sometimes, believe it or not, it doubled as a canteen that they would remove and drink from it. But shel sham, if the shoe is made out of bast, out of reeds, tahir. Hasayif, now here, Rav adds, Hasayif, a sword shehele chaluda, that was rusty. Hasayif, me'amasay mekabel tuma, when is it mekabel tuma? If it's rusty, it's a problem. Mishi yishufenu, when you smooth it over. But if vasak and a knife, it's not enough to smooth it, only mishiyashki zena, only when you sharpen. No, it's a sword as a weapon. As long as you smooth it, you can use it as a weapon. A knife, it's only going to be mekabel tuma when you sharpen it. Wow. Talk about hard mishnayis. This has a bit of everything in it. And the only way you tackle a masechta with 30 prakim of this kind of thing is when you learn a little bit every night. You learn a little bit every night. And you find, I don't believe it, we're almost by the 15th parak, we're almost halfway through. I want to thank all of you for your patience with the difficulty here with the shir. I'm hoping that the internet will get better, or I'll just use my phone, one way or the other.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.